Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grimmer. 31. Then the baleful fiend its fire belched out, and bright homes burned. The blaze stood high, all lands folk frighting. No living thing would that loathly one leave as aloft it flew. Wide was the dragon's warring scene, its fiendish fury far and near, as the grim destroyer those Geatish people hated and hounded. To hidden lair, to its hoard it hastened at hint of dawn. Folk of the land it had lapped in flame with bale and brand. In its barrow it trusted, its battling and bulwarks, that boast was vain. To Beowulf then the bale was told quickly and truly. The king's own home, of buildings the best, in brand waves melted that gift thrown of Geats. To the good old man, sad in heart, 'twas heaviest sorrow. The sage assumed that his sovereign god he had angered, breaking ancient law, and embittered the lord. His breast within with black thoughts welled, as his wont was never. The folk's own fastness that fiery dragon with flame had destroyed, and the stronghold all washed by waves. But the warlike king, prince of the Weders, plotted vengeance. Warrior's bulwark he bade them work all of iron, the earl's commander, a war-shield wondrous. Well he knew that forest wood against fire were worthless. Lindad could aid not. Aetheling brave, he was fated to finish this fleeting life, his days on earth, and the dragon with him, though long it had watched o'er the wealth of the hoard. Shame, he reckoned it, sharer of rings, to follow the flyer afar with a host, a broad-flung band, nor the battle feared he, nor deemed he dreadful the dragon's warring, its vigor and valor. Ventures desperate he had passed aplenty, and perils of war contest crash, since, conqueror proud, Hrothgar's hall he had wholly purged, and in grapple had killed the kin of Grendel, loathsome breed. Not least was that of hand-to-hand fights where Hygelac fell, when the ruler of Geats in rush of battle, lord of his folk in the Frisian land, son of Hrethel, by sword drafts died, by brands down-beaten. Thence Beowulf fled, through strength of himself and his swimming power, though alone, and his arms were laden with 30 coats of mail when he came to the sea. Nor yet might Hetwaris haughtily boast their craft of contest, who carried against him shields to the fight. But few escaped from strife with the hero to seek their homes. Then swam over ocean Egthal's son, lonely and sorrowful, seeking his land, where Hygd made him offer of hoard and realm, rings and royal seat, reckoning not the strength of her son to save their kingdom from hostile hordes after Hygelac's death. No sooner for this could the stricken ones in any wise move that Aethling's mind over young Heardred's head as lord and ruler of all the realm to be, yet the hero upheld him with helpful words, aided and honor till, older grown, he wielded the Weder Geats. Wandering exile sought him o'er seas, the sons of Oter, who had spurned the sway of the Skyfling's helmet. The bravest and best that broke the rings in Swedish land of the sea-king's line, haughty hero. Hence Heardred's end. For shelter he gave them, sword-death came, the blade's fell blow to Bairn of Hygelac. But the son of Ongenthal sought again house and home when Heardred fell, leaving Beowulf, lord of Geats and gift-seat's master, a good king he. Read by Rick Kistner for Let To Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.